Hi, I'm Guy Powell, and welcome to the next episode of The Backstory on the Shroud of Turin. If you haven't already done so, please visit guypowell.com and sign up for more episodes. Today, we have a very special interview, and we'll be speaking with Pastor Rajiv. And he is a longtime pastor, but also very interested in the Shroud. And he is located in Andhra Pradesh, in India, and he wants to use the Shroud to promote the life and teaching of Jesus Christ. So with that, Rajiv, say hello, and then we'll get started.
Hello to you all. Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. I'm thanking the respected man of God, Professor Dr. Guy Powell, sir, for giving me this wonderful opportunity. I am unworthy. But God made me worthy. I'm pleased and honored to know you, sir. It's the greatest blessing in my humble life to do this interview with you, sir. I am blessed. Thank you so much, sir, for this wonderful opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, we are doing this interview to help Pastor Rajiv to put on an event which will help to teach people about the Shroud so that they'll learn about the Shroud. And we're going to then post this to help him and help then this effort and his ministry. So why don't you tell us a little bit, Pastor Rajiv, what your background with Christ is, and also then, of course, with the Holy Shroud, the Shroud of Turin.
Yes, sure, sir. Thank you, sir. Myself is Pastor Rajiv. We are located in Andhra Pradesh, which is one of the state in South India. We are living in a small village called Shipurupalli. Based on that, we are doing our ministry evangelism and gospel crusades and street evangelism and pastoral conferences in different parts of Andhra Pradesh. I am blessed with a beautiful wife named Gautami, and I am blessed with beautiful three kids. One is my daughter, 9 years old, and another one is Paul, 5 years old, and another one is Joshua Frankie, is 1.5 years old. And we are having five churches, and there are 35 pastors that are working with me in different areas. We do help some of the orphans and the semi-orphans and the poor kids with food and school, and moreover, we give them whatever they needed in their daily life, and we are praying them, we make them responsible citizens of Kingdom of God. Also, we help some of the widows with some food and groceries, and we help our pastors to learn more about the gospel of good news of Jesus Christ, because they are from illiterate backgrounds, but they have the call. When they know more about the Shroud of Turin, it can be used as an example and then a good thing so that they can preach the good news to the many perishing souls in our area. So, and I am 34 years old, and we're doing our ministry evangelism moreover in our village places among Hindus and among illiterates. So I pray this platform will be a great blessing for our people through Man of God, Guy Powell, and Man of God, Angelo, and Kenneth, and all the brothers that are connected with the Shroud of Turin.
Thank you for that. Yes, and just a little bit of background. So myself and Otangelo Grasso, which Pastor Rajiv mentioned, and then Joe Marino and a handful of others, we have put together what's called the Shroud Academy. And our goal is to help ministries like Pastor Rajiv's ministry to be able to certainly promote the Word of God and the Word of Christ and the Bible, but also to use the Holy Shroud, the Shroud of Turin, as part of that. And we're so glad to be able to support you. And of course, one thing that we'll be talking about in a little bit is to raise some money to be able to support his ministry. So tell us about your ministry specifically. How do you go about reaching out to the illiterates, as you mentioned, and the Hindus, the Hindi? And so tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, yeah, of course. Really, in our place nowadays, We are having some kind of questioning from the Hindus and from, of course, Muslims and some of the people. They are questioning what Jesus makes so different from our gods. We have so many gods. What is the historic proof or what is the base for your religion? Of course, we have so much. The creation tells about Jesus and the date like AD and BC. It also tells about Jesus because he bifurcated that time. So like that, we are, when we reach out this kind of people, nowadays I can say that they are burning the churches, they are burning and beating the pastors and the believers. So I want to request all the brothers and sisters here to pray for our country so that everyone can know the truth. So I decided myself, if it is a death for Christ, it would be a gain for me. So I never bothered about sharing gospel. So what makes us so you know, brave? When we have the authentic truth with us, we can go and preach. But in our area, what happens, many pastors are having the calling, but they have no proper guidance, no proper education, no proper, you know, communication skills. So like that, what we are praying is that when we reach them, when we reach out to the Hindus or Muslims or any atheist, just we want to make everything open for them. So like that, we are reaching our people through street gospel. Recently, we conducted from February 14 to April 1st, we did a 50 street gospel crusades. In that, we arranged street gospels in every different parts of our villages. So we took the light, we took the sound system as we have some of the youth. So we choose one particular street, we gather all the people there, we prayed and we sing the songs and we did worship and we preached. So our gospel is mainly focusing on the non-believers so that we can overcome them for the kingdom of God. So like that, we do one-to-one evangelism. We do reach with the youth. We equip the pastors so that they can reach. And we do street gospels there. And once in a year or twice in a year, we do some big gospel crusades. And one day, I pray you and Brother Otangelo and Joe Marino and Kenneth, all the brothers of Stroud Academy and the viewers of this channel will come and we will have a big bang, like a big crusade, so that you can share the gospel to them. So like
absolutely.
This, we reach the people there.
Absolutely. I definitely want to come and I definitely want to see all of the wonderful things that you've done and also be a part of the street ministries as you spoke about. So now you just did these the street ministry from February to April. So tell us, what is the one big success that really helped to bring more people to Christ? And so tell us one of those, one of your biggest successes.
Yeah, one of my biggest success, in the past, we were doing and we were seeking the places. We were seeking for the host. So if any host is in the street, we can go there. And sometimes there was no host in the past. But God has started doing the miracles. God, our Jesus, started healing the sick. God, our Lord, started giving the blessings to the poor people. So nowadays, in 50 days meeting, everyone is competing with one another that we need first meeting, we will host, we will give the food for these people, we will arrange the lighting, we will arrange the tent, so you can use our home, we can bear the fare for the meeting, whatever the cost is going to taking place. So without one absent, we could do 50 state meetings in 50 different states with the 50 different hosts. What we hear, there is a family named Martha Nukaratnam. There is a family, her husband name is Venkatravo. They were very poor. Last time we did a gospel crusade in that, I prophesied them, God is going to bless you with the new home. This year, we could do the meeting in their new home. She testified. I will share that picture later on with you. Like that, last year, we did 8 crusades. Now, God turned their huts into the big homes now. So that is the biggest miracle that the Lord has done. And one more thing. Because almost 5 drunkard people last year, they could hear the word of God. Now they became the good man. Otherwise, they were drunkard. They were, gambling and everything. Now they changed the way of their life and they are doing in very good position now. So like that, every street meeting, almost 400 people plus are gathering because of these testimonies. So I can say that it's the works of the God, the invisible power of God is working in the lives of the people. So I say glory to the Lord.
Yes, glory to the Lord. Absolutely. Wow. Wow, wow. There's almost nothing I can say that can meet the great success that you've been able to achieve. And so we've here, I've started praying for you and your ministry, and that's such a wonderful thing. And I like the 50 days and the 50 of everything. It reminds me, of course, of Pentecost. And so it really makes so much sense. And I'm so glad to be able to help to support you. So now with the work that you're doing, you would like to use the Shroud of Turin in a way to help spread the word of Christ. How do you see specifically that the Shroud would be able to do that?
First of all, I have to thank the man of God, Angelo Grasso. First, he told me about the Shroud of Turin. Even as I want to be called an apologist. Since my childhood, I love history, I love science, I love geography. So all the time, while I was sleeping, I was thinking, how can I prove Jesus is the only savior? How can I prove how he crucified? What are the evidences that I can bring? Yeah, we can say that our Bible is the evidence. But the people are seeking for the truth. Even Thomas asked the rest of the apostles, I have to dip my finger into the wounds that has on the cross of Calvary. So it's a tentative, it's a human mind that we lost for the fruits. So at the time, man of God, Otangelo has been in touch with me for a long time. When he sent me the first book that he wrote, I was fascinating with that. So when I reading the things and the DNA that was found in the Shroud of Turin and the man that bought Nicodemus and the Joseph of Arimathea, so all these people and the Mary Magdalene, so they did this burial. So they got the 14 feet long and 3.4, almost 4 feet with the cloth, the linen cloth. So when I read all these things through the man of God, Patangelo's books, I am happy that he could translate that book in every language. So he sent me in my language called Telugu. So when I started reading that, the Lord is showing himself to me. So eventually he introduced you to me. Then I started watching your videos in the YouTube. So when I see those videos and the way that you display the things, when you taste it, fascinating me. So like that, there is a group called the Shroud of Turin group in our WhatsApp. So I got some printouts. Then I was showing them, and in my messages, I was telling them that Jesus seems to be like this. Jesus' face, the height would be like this. And he's like in that much of his chest, his DNA. So when I get out those printouts, really that helped me to tell more about Jesus more emphatically, more, with the more power. So the people, the youth were more fascinated, man of God. The more fascinated, and really it captured their mind so that they can know more about Jesus. So really I have to thank you and man of God, Tangelo, and I am happy that I have the book. So it has been a blessing to me.
Wonderful. That is so wonderful. And yes, You know, it's interesting that you bring up the story of Doubting Thomas, where he wants to stick his finger in the sides and stick his finger into the wounds. And the Shroud of Turin is certainly one very strong proof of the existence of Jesus, and then the miracles that he did, and then also the death and resurrection of Jesus. And it's certainly something that can help those people that have doubts to be able to see and really believe. And as you know, I think when Peter and John went into the empty tomb and saw the cloths lying there, it was John that said that he finally saw and understood and believed. And what a powerful message that the Shroud can bring for Christians and for those considering dedicating their lives to Christ. What a powerful message that is.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Well, we only wanted to do a very short video today. We are then in the process of supporting Pastor Rajiv and his ministry to bring the word of Christ to everyone, but certainly the folks in Andhra Pradesh. And we are going to be trying to raise some money for an event that we're going to do, where we are actually going to project a presentation of the Shroud and the word of Christ to his group, to pastors, so that we can hopefully engage with them, amplify their efforts, and energize them to bring the word to their ministries. So we will have a way to receive that cash and receive donations so we can support that event. And but if you'd like to reach out, please reach out to me directly at author@guyrpowell.com, and then we'll figure out how we can hopefully all together support Pastor Rajiv and the work that he's doing in Andhra Pradesh.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. And it will really impact our pastors, our hill area pastors and tribal area pastors. They can go and reach many more people for the kingdom of God. I am thanking all the brothers and sisters that are watching. I am thanking you from India. It's the way of thanking from India. I'm thanking you, dear man of God, for this wonderful opportunity. And on behalf of PJBCM churches in India, I thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you. Pastor Rajiv, have a good day. And we will be in touch with you, hopefully, and be able to move forward in supporting your ministry. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir. God bless you, sir. May the Lord bless you abundantly and all the ministry that you're doing. Thank you so much.
And same with you. Bless you too. Okay.